I'm just going to record. What's your name?
Betty Alma Stiles.
Yeah, and
I guess Alma was my mother's or her sister's middle name. I can't remember, you know, because there's been so much going on. And I went to Old Knoxville High School and graduated there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And, you know, it's almost in downtown Knoxville because, and it's been well preserved.
So, what year were you born?
I think it was December 1929. Would that sound about right? Because I went to Knoxville High School, and I went to, I guess I went to a grade school before I went to Knoxville High School, and sure did.
Let me close that door.
Okay.
You said that you kept your maiden name?
Yeah, I kept my maiden name. I went to Old Knoxville High School, and of course I kept my maiden name at that, and then I went to work at the telephone company. And when I went to work with the telephone company, I worked there until I retired. And they had the most mischievous men that you've ever seen. They made a train run through the office, and it wasn't a real train. It's just the sound of the train. And so, of course, I was the repairman in the building. And so every time they would do something, I'd run to my boss if it was something that I felt like. They put a dog turd in the elevator, but it wasn't a real one.
They put a what?
A dog turd
in
the elevator, but it wasn't a real one. And so when I hit the elevator door, there it was.
Surprise!
So I went flying to my boss and told him about that. He said, Betty, those are the most mischievous men I have ever seen. They do a good job on wiring things through there. Okay, now they wired a train running through the office, if you can imagine. And so I always tried to find everything I could. And so I went to, Bob Wake was his name, and I went to him and I said, you know, somebody's put a dog or a cat on the elevator and it's pooped in there. He said, Betty, it's not real. Said those men were so mischievous, they did everything. And they made a train run through the office, but it wasn't a real train. And then they said, how'd you find that? And I said, that's my job. And so, you know, I kept tracing it through the office, and you've got these little wires. Well, see, sometimes you can drop a piece of solder in here, and you've got a double contact, if you follow what I'm saying. And so, of course, we would always take everything apart and put it back together, and I just enjoyed my job, you know. And they said, now how in the world do you reach all those plugs? And I said, I stand on a stool. I probably was telling the story because I wasn't that tall, but they were just mischievous men. Of course, they were good workers. They were really good. But I retired with an attaboy from, you know, working and keeping everything. Well, see, that little piece of solder that could be in here could make a double connection because it wasn't one, it was soldered two places. And so we really, I just always enjoyed my work. I said, if I have to work, I'm going to enjoy it. My daddy worked for the railroad. And it was during, I don't know, the Second World War. We went to where? Knoxville. I mean, we didn't enter any of the wars, did we?
Mm-hmm.
Second World War?
Yes.
Okay.
After
well, that's
Pearl
probably.
Harbor?
Huh?
After Pearl Harbor?
Yeah. Okay. Well, see, Daddy was trained to do all of this sort of stuff working for the railroad. Because, see, they had the I think they called it the roundhouse, where they could turn that train around and do the repairs within that. And some of it, maybe they didn't want it to get wet, you know, where it might rust. And then after the war, the boys wanted Daddy to explain the newer parts of the war or whatever, and so I got to sit on his knee. You know, when he travels, see, I could go with him, but it wasn't, well, I guess back then it wasn't as busy. Well, I guess it was quite busy after the war, but I got to sit on his knee while he was telling the men how to do the work. But, well, I have a brother, but now my brother, of course, was working, and he had met and married another lady. And, of course, I had met a fella, and then I found out that he was two-timing me, so I just quit men. I said, shoot, I just worked for the telephone company, and I worked there until I retired.
Okay.
And I really did enjoy it, but, I mean, if you're going to work, you might as well enjoy it, because you start getting grumpy if you don't. Yeah. So, anyway, Market Square was more like, you buy stuff like cottage cheese and all different kinds of stuff, and I think a lot of canned things or bottled things. And they had like booths, but you could sit on one side and somebody else could sit on the other side that was buying stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
like
so
a counter.
My grandmother and my grandfather both worked at Miller's Annex, and that's how they met. So that was really funny, but he worked for
them. What their jobs were at Miller's?
Huh?
What were their jobs at Miller's Annex?
Well, now, my grandmother, they had several people that lived in the upstairs, and she'd take her knife or something and tap the metal on the phone so that they could come down there, because you know you didn't have all the conveniences then like you have now.
Why was she tapping the phone?
They didn't have a phone on the second floor, and you know, right then people were having a hard time. And I know that my grandmother had a crank Victrola, and I tell you, I just love that. And then when she would get her rent pays, she would put that in that piano, and then all of a sudden I'd start to play over there, and I'd say, what is that? And she said, just be quiet, that's my rent money, and I'm hiding it. Of course, you know, back then you just didn't have all of the, you know, the expensive clothes like you have now.
Mm-hmm.
But they lived there for quite some time, and I guess...
Where did they live?
Huh?
Where did they live?
They lived in Knoxville, Tennessee, and I think it was Deary Street that they lived on.
I know Deary Street.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but I got to tickle my grandfather. He'd go out and have him a little drink after he had his paycheck. And that was so funny that, you know, and she would hide it in the piano. And then I'd come over there not realizing that, you know, I couldn't really hit the keys because she was hiding that money. Well, you know, we just didn't have, and that's the reason she was hitting that pipe on the upstairs so they could come downstairs, because she was letting them know they had a call.
A phone call.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't have all the conveniences we have now. But I did roller skate, and that was fun.
Where did you roller skate?
I roller skated on my grandmother's property, because the street we were on, there was another lady there that I think was crippled, and I can't remember what caused it, but I think her father would carry her outside and sit in a chair, and she called every day to sell products of some kind. And he would carry her out there. I don't know why he carried her. It must have been some disability that she had, but yet she could raise money for the for them by doing this. And but now the old market house was sort of like, okay, you'd have a bench here and a place over here where they could sit. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's sort of like a built-in seat. And then they could, you know, they could go ahead and pay for that. And then the old Miller's Annex was, I think it backed up to an alley. But everything right then was real clean. It wasn't, you know, where they dumped stuff out. And so then after I retired, well, when I graduated from high school, I went to work for the telephone company. And I mean, you know, if you're going to work, you might as well enjoy it. And I really did enjoy it. And I got sort of like a man-rated job where I could solder the wiring on the stuff. But if you hit two, it doesn't make a connection. You know what I'm saying? And so I was working one day, and I had a bad tooth. And the man said, "Now, you're the hang-up girl, you know, for the sizes in the Miller's Annex. See, that would be the cheaper clothes." And
hang-up.
So
what does that mean? What does hang-up?
Huh?
What did he mean by hang-up?
Do what means?
What did he mean by hang-up? He called you the hang-up girl?
Called what?
He said you were the hang-up girl.
Oh, well, okay. Say you had a certain size, and they didn't want to get clothes mixed up sizes or price-wise. And so I was what you call the hang-up girl because it was my first job.
I see.
And I got a bad toothache, and I got sick on the job, and I asked the man if I could go